This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By a horrible mass shooting in Alabama, and windy conditions and nasty snow, tough visibility in the upper Midwest coming up. Nothing new as winter is going out with a bang. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us here on this show. First of all, think about that. 50 people are at a birthday party, most of them teenagers. It's at a small town in Alabama, not too far outside of Montgomery. It's just supposed to be one of those fun Saturday things. Instead, around 10:30, it turned into a shooting gallery. 4 people killed, a bunch of others injured when this happened at the birthday party in this small, rather rural town. How awful is that? And you had a star high school athlete that was killed in the shooting, and you had just a number of teens. Some of them had to be flown to other hospitals, and all this was supposed to be a simple, fun party. What a senseless tragedy to happen to the people in this area. And they're still looking for who the shooter was, who the shooters were. I think there was more than one. And again, you could tell in listening to, because once again, you see the obligatory somber-faced police officer, police chief at the crime scene with the yellow tape behind them talking about some senseless act of violence. And when it happens, you want the who did it, you want to get them, and then you want to know why in the hell did you do that? And there is no good answer for that. There is absolutely no answer for that that would wash. So let's hope they do get whoever the culprit or culprits were behind this sad shooting. Weather is always a part of the show, because I say that what we talk about here on the No Drone Zone is not the same old. We know some of the things that make us furious that are happening on the Hill, and we know that tax day is around the corner, and unless you're getting a refund and you're going to get it fast, you're not necessarily happy, right? Or you're frantically trying to get it filed because you don't want to have to deal with it, and you want it done. So, if you live in the upper Midwest, you might just bunker down. Windy conditions, blowing snow, where that visibility will be really low. We're talking about that's happening right now in some of these places. And that's from Minnesota to Illinois, Kansas. People listening to us in Iowa, wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Heavy snow expected to fall in some of the places I mentioned, Wisconsin also being added to that pile as well, and of course that colder, cool air. More than 26 of us Americans were under a severe weather threat Saturday, with thunderstorms stretching from Illinois to Texas. And I'll tell you, while Fort Lauderdale was just waterlogged, there are other people in Florida that are desperate to get some rain because it's been very, very, very dry. And when you start to see that lightning in the sky and you start to hear some raindrops, you're just hoping, please let this last for more than a couple of minutes. Let it go a little bit longer than that. Isn't it odd? What one place needs, they don't get. What another place doesn't want, they get it, and then some, and it's just too much. So while they're trying to dry out in Fort Lauderdale, there are other places that are just bone dry in the state of Florida. Meanwhile, the clock is tick, tick, ticking, not just on taxes, because tax day is coming up on Tuesday, but the United States lawmakers returning Monday from the recess. This is a deadline about the debt limit, or we have an unprecedented default. The United States to remind you of the astronomical figure, reached its $31.4 trillion borrowing limit back in January, now relying on extraordinary measures to keep the government fully funded and avoid what would be a catastrophe, an economic default. When those measures run out, it's called the X date, and it's kind of a moving target. But it's soon. The clock is absolutely ticking on it. We can't meet the financial obligations at some point. So Moody's, the economists there, say the Treasury Department is going to run out of money by mid-August. Ooh, yikes. I mean, nailing down the day of this, of when this will happen is pretty tough. But they have to have an X date, because if no resolution is reached and they default for the first time in history, how would the markets react? Terribly. That's what would happen. Negative news, would just absolutely crash. So House Republicans are demanding spending cuts in exchange for lifting the debt ceiling. Democrats are calling for a clean raise without conditions. So there's a lot of standoff going on the Hill. Especially Kevin McCarthy and the president meeting, negotiating, and then not having anything happen there. The negotiations, if left to the last minute, do have the potential to rock the markets, because that's exactly what happens when there's that kind of negative news. It will absolutely flip. The markets. Speaking of flipping, a lot of people flipped out about Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old who leaked a lot of documents that now are getting reaction across the board. The Biden administration is saying that they're seeing minimal damage, though, from the disclosure of the highly classified docs related to the war in Ukraine and the U.S. view of its allies and partners. So what does that mean? The real test is going to happen when the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, meets in Japan with counterparts from six of America's closest foreign friends. It's the three-day talks between the group of seven foreign ministers, and that's all starting to happen. But so far, Blinken has said that he's heard no concerns from allies, but the revelations and the arrest of a relatively low-level suspect in leaks is certainly looming over the G7 meeting. I mean, talk about having egg on your face. Whoops! Because, I mean, this story, it's picked up everywhere in every language, right? There's nowhere to hide from this, especially when you look at what's being digested, the military analysis of Ukraine's capabilities and Russian losses, also the assessments of the defense capabilities of Taiwan and internal arguments in Britain, Egypt, Israel, South Korea, and Japan. Yeah. And you think about WikiLeaks and the huge, huge treasure trove of documents that were leaked then in 2010. So we've had these problems before. It was when then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was forced to apologize for some of the embarrassing revelations in the leaks of those diplomatic cables in 2010. She had to explain some positions that were all of a sudden out there. So Jack Teixeira, who appeared in court as prosecutors unsealed those charges and they revealed what had happened, could get 15 years in prison. Wow. Man Cave coming up.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Man Cave, talking a little sports here on the show. I was watching this with my family today because they had us over for a late birthday dinner, and it was fun, and we were watching the tail end. I know some people just hate to watch golf, but because I... of baseball, there were some rule changes. I went to a couple spring training games. I know I mentioned that I thought it was interesting about the pitch clock and what was happening with the bigger bases and that kind of thing. So Shohei Ohtani was called for a pitch clock violation on the mound and at the plate on Wednesday. He did earn his first win of the season, though. He drove in a run in the 4-3 win for the Angels over the Mariners. But it's interesting that he was called on that, because, you know, they're going to have to get used to it. And for Ohtani, that happened in the top of the sixth before his at-bat against a Mariner reliever. Players have 30 seconds to resume play between batters. So it's a getting used to process, right? That's what it's about. And in fact, it's also interesting because Manny Machado became the first Major League Baseball player ejected over the pitch clock argument, right? So he made a little pitch clock history, you could say. In the first inning of the Padres game against Arizona, he was issued a third strike for the violation of the pitch clock, then ejected because he was arguing with the home plate umpire. And it is the first time a player was ejected in a regular season game for arguing over the pitch clock. This is the idea. You just got to get used to it. It's to speed up the game, right? Because people are busy. They don't want to sit at games for 3.5 hours. If you could just speed up the game, and of course, like other sports and vying for all kinds of attention with the younger crowd, you got to figure out how to get butts in seats. So how relevant is baseball? How do you keep it relevant? How do you keep younger people involved, especially if it's not a tradition that's being handed down among families? If you wondered if anybody was watching, UConn beat San Diego State to hoist the trophy as the best in men's college basketball. Yeah, I guess a lot of people were watching. 14.69 million viewers on CBS. That's how many people watched. And does it seem like it's low? Does it seem like it's high? Well, it's being dubbed as the least watched national championship on record. So how do you arrive at that? Well, you look at what previous years have pulled in, and I would say, well, there was different delivery. There's different delivery systems now too, compared to going in the way back in the time machine. But a previous low came in 2018 when 15.99 million people watched Villanova beat Michigan on TBS, because that's who carried it at that time. But in general, the men's basketball tournament averaged 9 million plus viewers, so still down. It was down 7% from last year. But the first round, I think it's when people have their brackets and they're excited. The first round had more, you know, where they got a record 9.2 million in the first couple of days. I mean, call it what you want to call it. The idea is, listen, we got a lot of eyeballs that are competing for a lot of different things. We had a lot of sports, a lot of other things. And the women's side had record numbers. So they had really, really big numbers. They were up 103% from last year. And the game was played in front of a sold-out crowd at the American Airlines Arena in Dallas. It peaked at 12.6 million, right? I mean, so LSU's win over Iowa on Sunday drew 9.9. But it's so interesting when you look at the numbers and what does that mean, and, you know, what does that mean? Sponsorship is what they care about, is what's going to happen with sponsors and whatnot. All right, the Masters is coming up, and so people are paying attention to what are the tee times, what do they look like, and what does the weather look like, because there is a serious threat of rain, especially on Friday. So then that's a bummer for people who had to figure out a way to get to the Masters, because you might not know this. I think I've said it a couple of times on the show, and it's in my book, Invade the Man Cave. But the toughest ticket to get in all of sports might surprise you. It's the Masters. And, of course, because it's limited. You know, it's just not going to have millions and millions of people roaming the golf course. That's number one. And everybody wants to go because it is the big tournament. So Tiger Woods, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, They'll tee off Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Scottie Scheffler, who's the defending champ, tees off. And, you know, earlier in the day, or actually later in the day, Tiger Woods, he tees off at 10:18 a.m. Eastern, 10:18 a.m. Eastern. He's always a draw to watch to see what he's going to do, especially when you think he almost lost his leg in that car accident and then came back from that. And the first couple of days, because everybody's in it, is kind of fun to watch if you're a golf fan, because otherwise you might think it's like watching paint dry, which some people often have told me they don't. I think it depends on if you play the game or if you just are, for some reason, whatever reason, are a fan of the game. I mean, there are people that are a fan of the game and they don't play, but I think in golf, like in tennis, a lot of times it's people who play because they do that. They hack around on the courts or courses, and there's something about seeing the best people and what they can do in whatever particular tournament, especially a very big tournament. This was a very big deal when it came to money and memorabilia. Hunt Auctions announced that the private sale of a bat used by the great Babe Ruth, 1920-21, sold for $1.85 million. That's a record price for a baseball bat. That's a lot of serious dough. And before that, there was a Ruth bat that sold for $1.68 million. There is something about it. Remember, he was the king of SWAT, the Sultan of SWAT, pointing out his home runs, etc. And you go back to the Polo Grounds and the history of New York Yankee baseball and what that feeling must have been like. And I think that's the nostalgic thing when people have money to burn and they're baseball fans, and specifically Yankee fans, that would pull people in. So I don't think it's a surprise that piece of lumber went for what it went for. But what do you do? You know, if you're the person, put the money thing aside. I guess you can't put the money thing aside. But obviously you have plenty of money. But you get this bat. Do you treat it like nobody, it's in the case and nobody can touch the bat? Or no, forget that. Everybody gets to touch the bat. Everybody gets to hold Babe Ruth's bat because it's a piece of history. I would think the people that would buy a piece like that would be kind of cautious because they wouldn't want to have everybody pawing at it. And man, if somebody accidentally, you know, took a.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden says the nation is once again grieving after two more mass shootings. In a statement Sunday, he called gun violence, quote, outrageous and unacceptable, while slamming Republican lawmakers for not acting on the issue. A shooting at a teen's birthday party in Alabama left at least four dead and more than a dozen people injured on Saturday night. South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace says her party needs to do more to stop gun violence than just offering Easter baskets and thoughts and prayers. Mace referred to herself as a constitutional conservative while speaking on Fox News Sunday, but said the issue is not about the Second Amendment. The Super Mario Brothers movie continues to rule North American box offices. The Universal film based on the Nintendo video game earned another $87 million in its second weekend in theaters. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm so pleased to take you to Australia for a conversation with Vaughn Whitlock, who thinks that there are consequences, especially when things are one-sided and we don't really have those conversations. In fact, his book is Consequences, a 2040 Scenario. So we welcome him to America Tonight and to Author's Corner. Vaughn, thanks for hopping on.
Yes, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Let's talk about your writing. What drove you to write this book and others?
I'll try to take a bit more in-depth look at things. The way people are behaving these days, decisions being taken, social changes happening, and I try to sort of look at how these things can impact into the future. Maybe look over the horizon a little bit, if I can put it that way. So as the title of the book suggests, the consequences of things being decisions made today and social changes and in this case 20 years from now, because a lot of decisions taken are very short term, very little vision given. So I just try to extrapolate into the future a little bit, see what.
Yeah, and in extrapolating, you talk about a lot of different things. You talk about same-sex marriage. You talk about social media. And, boy, who on this planet can't relate to social media and the things that are happening with social media? What's your take on all of that?
I think social media has had an enormous impact, obviously, in recent times. And obviously it's good to be able to connect to someone on the other side of the world in a matter of seconds, you know, that's the good part of it. But there's some parts that I think aren't so good, and I think it's superficialized a lot of the interaction between people. So you just get a lot of flashy imagery happening, and things are happening so fast that people have to react really fast, and so you just get surface deep interactions, and I think it detracts from more in-depth interaction between people. You have to react to something coming through fast, but watch out, the next image is coming through, you know, that sort of thing.
Right, and so it's so interesting what you're saying too, because you're not going deep, and you don't know kind of even what's real, but then you wonder, it's great, as you said, that you can reach and talk to people in other parts of the world, but where's the depth of that? And maybe that's the danger, right?
No, I think it's changed our type of society hugely, and not necessarily for the better. Obviously, it's good the ability to connect with someone is good, but there's a certain threshold to that which I have a feeling is being crossed far too much.
And it makes sense, you know. And you know, we're talking about consequences of 2040 scenario. When you wrote this book, how did you? I mean, it's really big to tackle all these issues. How did you go about that? A little research, a little bit what was kicking around in your mind, what you were seeing. How'd you pull that together?
Mostly just from what I observe. I've always had a keen interest in what's going on around the place, watching the public forums and so on. So it's just what's going on in my mind. Try to look a bit more in depth into the reasons why, rather than just what's presented on the surface. Obviously the same-sex marriage one is big in the book. Came in as law in Australia in 2018. There was a plebiscite before that for the people to decide, and obviously a yes campaign and a no campaign. And the Yes campaign kind of depicted all kinds of glossy promotions and examples of people getting married, sort of like every same-sex marriage is made in heaven, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the way they went about their campaign. The no campaign, I just waited for them to take up the most obvious aspect, which I think is a natural progression after same-sex marriage coming, and that is the raising of a family. Want to be seen as having equality with heterosexual marriage, so the natural progression is to want to have children and raise a family. But there's a couple of things about that are just straight out fact. It's nothing to do with whether you're for or against, but just straight out fact. And for instance, it's impossible for a same-sex marriage to have a child unless they introduce a third party to their marriage. Right?
Right.
In the case of two men together, they need a surrogate mother and an egg donor. Could be two other people. In the case of two women together, they need a sperm donor. Right? There's also the fact that in a same-sex marriage, it's impossible for both partners to be biological parents.
Right.
Another point. I think these things kind of get overlooked in the in the house to embrace it. And of course, we can't talk too much about these things because of political correctness and so on.
Right, so you're saying that there just wasn't a lot of discussion because it wasn't allowed. It really wasn't allowed to have discussion. And so that's part of consequences, and it's part of what people complain about with politics, because one side yells at the other side, but then nobody's listening, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't intend to take one side or the other, before or against, but I just want to present a little bit more balanced argument to the debate, I suppose. And the consequences as such are very real and based on common sense and logic. It's not any kind of prejudice for or against. I just present and I let the reader decide about that. It was very noticeable in the No campaign that they never really brought up the issue about having children at all, which absolutely amazed me. I thought that would be the main thing they'd go at. They talked about freedom of religion and freedom of speech and all this kind of thing. And I sort of thought, well, what on earth has that got to do with it? That those things are issues in society anyway, nothing to do with same-sex marriage particularly. And so it goes on. It's sort of, this is the other part of, one other part of my book, that I have a bit of a go at, the political correctness these days, where you can't be against anything, or you might be seen as discriminating or treading on someone's rights or, and so on like this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love that you say that, you know, you let the readers decide for themselves. You're just trying to present balance and what are the consequences. So the book was perfectly named Consequences of 2040 Scenario. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which they can get on your website, they can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble? What do you hope they take away?
If people stop to have a little bit more think about things, then that would be an achievement, rather than getting caught up in speed of the moment with social media and so on. And as I said, I just want to put a little bit more balance into the debate, and if people take that on board, then I'll be happy with that. There's other artificial intelligence is a big part of the book too. That hasn't really come in yet, but it's going to be huge in the future. There are consequences there. Tried to create a human-like robot in my book, which I call Robin, because Robin can be a male or a female name, so it's gender neutral. And they're human-like, but I give them sight, hearing, and touch sense. So that means they can store in memory things that they see, hear, and feel. And then when they see a situation again, they can draw from that memory and react. The only problem is they don't have any chemical processes. So there's no emotions or feelings. It's all a cold process, input and output.
Fantastic. So there's lots of different roads that take us to you, Vaughn. And thank you for coming on the show. And let's hope there's more discussion.
It's a rich man's world. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The name of the book is One God for All These People. Why did he put us here? Boy, think about that provocative question. The way right. to world peace. You can hear her voice. She's in our virtual green room joining us from beautiful Hawaii. Lynn Knight Wilson is the author. Lynn, thanks for hanging with us.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for having me, giving me an opportunity to let my light shine.
So what made you write the book? Why'd you decide, hey, I'm going to write a book and tackle a really tough subject?
Well, some of the reasons were in Bible studies in churches, there were some quarrels that I could see were easily avoidable. That was just one basic reason. Another reason is I wanted to help people who did not really understand God. And I wanted, and I really felt that God, he came for all of us all over the world. You know, when we look at the relationship of the Christians and Jews, we are all united in love. And then, of course, we have Buddha. Now, this is sometimes causes some conflicts, but we believe that Buddha did prophesy the Christ. He lived a very peaceful, happy lifestyle. So now we have united Asia. We've united the Jews. We've united the Christians. And I wanted to make a point with that. I wanted to put a spotlight on that.
Right.
I wanted to help.
Let me interrupt for a quick second. So it's what your title says, One God for All These People. Why did he put us here? You know, so when you think about why did he put us here, and you talked off the air to me about love and how much it's about love.
Oh, right. Yeah. It, you know, the truth sets us free. So basically, when people know why they're here, then they have hope. They have a whole new life, right there as they are reading it, as they understand that. They go, oh my God, you know, God didn't put us here because he didn't like us. He tried us in heaven first. He wanted to spare us, the pain and the torture of this world. But we didn't, unfortunately, we didn't do what we were told. And then we didn't, eagerly confess to him, you know, when they were questioned. One said, it was the one you put with me. The girl says, oh, it was the serpent who tricked me. You know, but basically, you know, when those two things happened, that was it. Out of the garden, we went, down to this pit. We are. Now, life is a test, and when people understand why we're here, why weren't we started in heaven, don't know that, they're going to know life's a test.
Yeah, and
they're going to know what love is. There's so many children in the streets, born without mothers and fathers, and you look at the terrorists around the world. Some of them are born into slavery. They don't know what love is. They think it's the reproductive biological organs. It is not. That is just for reproduction. Love is mercy and compassion. Very simple. And get off the color. Moses was black. Deal with it. You know, the color thing, I've just set up. It should not be occurring in our country.
Yeah, and I want to stop you for a second, too. I like what you say, mercy and compassion. Oh, compassion is so lacking in so many ways, isn't it?
Oh, well, look at the homeless. That was the other thing I wanted to focus on. And the people in prison, I wanted to put things in my book to help them. You know, the father controls the time. And then the homeless, my God, they have these TV shows about making people stars. We have stars out on the street. They're stars from heaven. They're father's children. Let's go pick them up. And if you want to do a show, let's film them transforming their lives by faith in Christ Jesus or faith in God or just transforming it through the love, the brotherly love. Let's help each other.
Yeah.
We're here to help each other. Each of us has a set of gifts from God. Each of us is special. Each of us is a speck of dot in a painting that over time is completed, and then that is God's picture. We are all in there.
Well, I like that, each of us. I like, too, when you were saying, like, life is a test. So for you in writing this book, was it cathartic? Did it feel good? Because you can tell that you're such a compassionate person.
Well, my heart almost, you know, it felt like it was going to blow up out of my chest. And, every time I get on a hot one here, that's what I call it, a hot plate with God. You know, when I'm doing something important for him, it just boom, boom, boom. You know, you could put devices on my check and it could record it. I wrote the book, the core of the book, in approximately 3 days handwritten. And I had everything outlined and arranged. Then it took another few weeks or a month or two because of the computer. In the troubles I had downtown with a computer. What I should have done is just hand wrote it and had somebody transcribe it and put it out there. We could have got it out there sooner.
But the point is it's out here now. And again, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, One God for All These People. Why Did He Put Us Here? The Way to World Peace. When people are listening to this conversation, and they'll be able to find all these great stories in your book and tools, like What is Love and The Road to Love, what do you hope they take away? What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, right off the bat, they're going to have hope. And they're going to have the tools they need to help them overcome anything, anywhere. Whether they end up in a prison someday, it'll be okay. Because they'll know the Father has his back, has their back. They're going to have everything they need. They're going to have the direction. They're having the pure light out of dark, which never involves any killing, any torture, kidnapping, or any deceit. They're going to know what love is. It is not a reproductive organ. It is the mercy and the compassion. And, you know, these tools, and I put in there, I talk about the Ten Commandments and the Sermon on the Mount. If we focus on that worldwide in every country, my God, what a better place this world would be.
Well, it's interesting in thinking about the directions that you've taken in this book and talking about Buddha and talking about starting with the garden and all of that. And there's stories all wrapped in here. Lynn Knight Wilson, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much.
All right, just a couple of minutes left in the show. We talked about what it was like in Florida being underwater, not the whole state, obviously. It's Fort Lauderdale. Crazy to see the video and the pictures of runways, just couldn't even navigate. But more important, the people who are waterlogged when you have almost 25 inches of rain in some parts and at least 9 to 10 in other parts where you're talking about Hollywood or Miami and navigating around that. And then all that dirty, horrible water and just houses ruined, flooded out, all kinds of things, apartments and houses and schools, and wow, amazing how many people were affected. Thank goodness, to our knowledge, nobody lost their life in all of that, because it could have been even more disastrous. All right, and so we go from the flood of Florida to Mega Millions, and nobody claimed yet the big ticket for Mega Millions, but somebody's won it, and it's somebody in New York. $476 million, that was what the lottery was up to. And I always say this because the chances of winning it to me are so insane. And I think that would be one of the first things that would have to hit your mind when you win a jackpot like that. 1 in 302 million. That's the chances. 1 in 302 million. Can you believe it? Wow. All right, and speaking of chances, I want to mention this again. Wow, the Tampa Bay Rays, if you're a baseball fan or just a fan of streaks and those sorts of things, they went all the way to 13 straight wins before they finally lost to Toronto. And I think the good news is, because it's hard for them to really get the fans to come out, Tropicana Field is an indoor facility, which it really has to be, but it's an older one. They're talking about a new stadium, but then there's the argument about how many Rays fans are there. There are other sports that are big. The Buccaneers, of course, the NFL always rules. And also you've got a popular hockey team here, the Tampa Bay Lightning, a.k.a. the Bolts. But bravo to them, because a lot of people came out to watch. They got some excitement going with the streak, and that's wonderful. Be safe, be sane, be happy. See you again next time.
Georgia, oh, the whole day through, old sweet song, Georgia on my mind, my mind, Georgia, oh my Georgia.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.